Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And before we get to the top five at five, which everybody loves, I want to assure you, as you listen to this show, it is a show we have fun. Sometimes we're silly. Sometimes we, you know, not always all that serious. But I saw Fran, our terrible producer in the hallways here, and Fran,
great was, young producer.
Yes, I love Fran, except for when he's
the top five.
Yeah. So
never allowed.
He said, I heard Jack say in the hallway to Fran, "Yeah, you scared of the Mets?" And Fran goes, "No, are you?" And Jack's like, "Yeah." He's like, "You're not really though, are you?" And Jack's like, "No, really, I am." And I want to assure you, as you listen to this show, that this is. I actually was worried about Jack. I mean, he's showing all the real signs of worry behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
This
isn't a bit.
No. We're having fun with it,
right.
But as soon as I coming into the show, I thought I knew Jack real well, but now I'm starting to know all of Jack's tells.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And the last night, our show text thread, we all respond pretty quick.
Yeah.
When Jack's not responding to the show text thread or the art of the take thread, or something like that, mm-hmm. when Jack's not responding to the show thread, there's something wrong.
Yeah, you want to know why?
Why?
Because I'm going to... Never mind.
Okay. Everyone's favorite part of the WIP Afternoon Show is sponsored by T-Mobile. Head to T-Mobile.com and get a great deal on an iPhone 16 Pro.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
All right. So in my final chance to purge myself of how I felt.
Yep.
Here are the five biggest reasons why I'm worried about the Mets. Okay. Number five is I am worried about the fans coming here. And I know that ballpark, and it's great when they're winning, but it's Wells Fargo Center. You don't experience the link because the Eagles fans, they don't let other teams take over their stadium.
Yep.
It gets tight. A tight ballpark is not great.
Because a tight ballpark is a quiet ballpark.
A tight ballpark is a quiet ballpark, and the players, you can always feel it, and they start pressing, they start going for the home run rather than playing good baseball. So a tight ballpark is not a great ballpark. I'm worried about Mets fans coming down here. That's reason number five.
Because even if it's only 4,000 people, if the 40,000 people are quiet, we've learned this with our road trips with Rights to Ricky. Mm-hmm. Even if we have 400 people somewhere, and the other people are tight, we sound like 20,000 people. So 4,000 people in that ballpark, if our people are tight, are going to sound like a lot of people.
Listen, I totally agree, and that's why we got to get the bats going early. I think Wills will be perfectly fine, but you start getting into the third and fourth inning, and it's only a 1-0 game, or it's still a 0-0 game. That's not good.
We're striking out on four pitches, and people are going, ugh.
That's not good. I'm with you there.
It's not. The fourth reason I'm worried about the Mets is I feel like they just don't play well at Citi Field. 21-10 in their last 4 years up at Citi Field. The Mets are against the Phillies.
Oh, okay. So basically the Phillies are 10-21.
They're 10-21 up there.
Yeah.
Mets versus us, they're 21-10 at Citi Field. So a split, don't love it. Would love to go 2-0 and just have to close one game up there.
Yeah.
A split would worry me.
Here's another reason why you got to start Chris Sanchez in game two. If you do go 1-1, that state, not only is that going to be away for Chris Sanchez, that is going to be a
crazy crowd.
A crazy crowd.
I trust Nola so much more in that kind of spot. Chris Sanchez, this is the first. Now, he made a postseason start last year in Arizona, but this is a being at home for a first, like, marquee start rather than, like, a spot start, I think is a big win for Chris Sanchez.
Yeah.
A little gamesmanship going on with Topper here.
Yeah, he's not telling anyone.
Could have very easily just said Nola was going to be the Sunday starter, and nobody would even think twice about it as much.
Nope.
Yeah, somebody would have had that story.
Yeah, a little bit of gamesmanship going on right now.
Well, they're definitely thinking about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're definitely thinking about it. The third biggest reason I'm worried about the Mets is I've talked so much crap on Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo.
You have.
I hate them. I hate them. Sports hate, real hate, whatever. Pete Alonso farewell tour?
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman had a farewell tour? They won the World Series. Yeah. Like, I can't. If I lose a series to Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso, inconsolable.
And he has been on the whole Pete Alonso thing. He does not like Pete Alonso.
Loser. Well, he's a loser.
Well, maybe this will make you feel better. The rap with Pete Alonso with Mets fans is that he does not hit home runs in big situations.
I know.
They all think that he is not the guy that does it in a big situation. So much so that Lindor is a great player, but Lindor has eclipsed Pete Alonso as far as the guy New York, but tenfold. And this is after a disappointment 2 years ago, a horrible season last year. What's his name? I just lost his name.
Nemo?
No. The shortstop. The guy I'm talking about.
Oh, Lindor.
Lindor. Not that those seasons were Lindor's fault or he had a bad year, but for him to eclipse him by that much, that quickly, shows what Mets fans think of Pete Alonso.
Interesting. Yeah. I like to hear that because it shows the Mets fans know some baseball.
Yeah.
The second biggest reason why I'm worried about the Mets is Francisco Lindor. Lindor's never been this good as a Met. He went there. He's had some good years when the Mets haven't really totally mattered. I know they had the good year in 22, but he wasn't a difference maker. He's hitting clutch home runs. He had the clutch home run on Monday. He had the clutch home run earlier in September against the Blue Jays to kind of pull them out of that game. He looks like the Lindor that he was with Cleveland. And that, if he's that, he's second best player in the series behind Bryce. Best player in the series.
I think he's probably the best player in the series.
Overall, maybe.
Yeah. I mean, he's...
I'll still take Bryce in the series, but he's second best.
No disrespect to Bryce, but the way that they're playing right now, and he is showing that you can hit home runs at shortstop and play well at shortstop, which I didn't know was possible.
Nice.
Nice little dig. Yeah.
Also, as a side note, all these road teams keep winning in the playoffs, which is also worrisome about Saturday and
that
Sunday.
Is a little worrisome.
Yeah. Three out of four yesterday. The Tigers are up 5-2 in the eighth. Worried. A little bit worried.
Man, that's off hater, too.
It is off hater.
Man.
And the number one reason why I'm worried about the Mets is freaking Jose Iglesias. And I know that he stinks. He has stunk for years.
He doesn't stink now.
He signed a minor league contract with the Mets.
Is he hitting 350?
He made a song called OMG, which has rallied the whole freaking team. And it's and you guys might not remember this, but I do. In 2019, the Nationals had this Gerardo Parra guy, who was not all very good either. He's like out of the league next year. They did the baby shark thing, and they won the World Series. Like the OMG Jose Iglesias thing, where he's stunk for years and all of a sudden now is like back to 08 Jose Iglesias. That's worrisome to me. He has the rallying cry feel to him.
Over Lindor.
Yes.
Wow.
The Iglesias magic is there.
Iglesias magic.
There's Iglesias magic.
So Ike, let me ask you this. Did Jack just take you off your perch?
No.
Okay.
No, because I'm not paying attention to any of this stuff.
Okay.
Again, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, and I'll eat the crow, and
you just kill him.
I'm going to release my anger somewhere, so it's probably going to be on the Phillies, but I'm all the way in.
They can't lose in the division series this year.
Yeah.
They cannot.
You got to find a way to win, man. If we believe, and I do believe this, that we have, when you talk about clutch hitters, you talk about guys you would want up in the lineup. I'm not saying they are the best in all of baseball. But, man, going up in this series against this pitching staff, I feel good about our hitters. Now, Jack brought up a lot of hitters from the Mets standpoint that he's worried about. Well, we got a lot of money invested in these pitchers. So it's not like we're going to the mound with some try-hard pitchers and hoping for the best. We have the better rotation, right? Would everybody you agree with that?
Yes.
We have the better rotation.
Not even close. Better bullpen, too.
Better bullpen. Now, there's one thing I am worried about is the bullpen, is that I'm going to need to see them get through these games before I'm not nervous late in games like we're seeing. Because that's the other thing we noticed from yesterday and today with these baseball games. Some of these bullpens aren't holding leads late in the games either.
Out.
Yeah.
Well, not to sound any alarms here, but Hoffman was supposed to pitch today, and he didn't because he has a stiff neck.
Oh, God.
Now Rob Thomas said he slept wrong.
It's right. Happened to all of us.
Well,
get that guy some treatment.
I've gotten that stiff neck before. Nick Saban used to kill me by how stiff I was.
Ike's neck is taking Blue Chews.
So
Ike's neck was stiff for 4 hours.
I need Hoffman's stiffness to go down.
Hoffman waiting. Well, it is the bye week, so I can't even say wait till after the season. But yeah, come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah.
Come on, Jack. You're the biggest X factor in the bullpen. I don't need a stiff neck.
Speaking of injuries,
stiff neck.
I would not.
Are you sick and tired of the baseball injuries yet, Ike, or no?
Well, you know how I am with the baseball injuries. It's that, you know, sometimes these guys
get a blister.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Gone for 10 days.
I don't wish injuries upon anyone, especially back injuries. Mm-hmm. But there is part of me that was like, Lindor's back couldn't give him trouble for like 3 more weeks. We couldn't,
right.
You know, he had a back thing. Everybody was nervous with the Mets. He wasn't playing. He came back, had to leave the game.
Yeah. Hell, whatchamacallit is missing this series.
Chris Sale. Yeah.
The back spasms.
Yeah. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Aaron in Plymouth Meeting. You're on WIP. What's up, Aaron?
Ike, Spike, Fritz, first time, long time. Love your show, boys.
Yes, sir. Thank
appreciate
you.
Appreciate it,
Ace. Thanks for taking the call. Mm-hmm. So I'm 1,000% behind Ike on this one. We either believe in the Phillies or we don't. Mm-hmm. They have done everything we've asked them to do for the most part. We asked them to get off to a fast start. They got off to a fast start. We asked them to win the division. They won the division.
Yep.
We have home field throughout the entire thing, unless not against the Dodgers, of course. But you got to feel so good going into this because on paper, there isn't a team that we should be afraid of. And I don't care it's the Mets and they're right next door, but I can't be afraid. Like, you cannot be afraid. The whole point of being a fan and a Philadelphia fan is we're supposed to be tough. And I think what's going on with Jack and others that have a, you know, real powerful fear right now is that they're more comfortable being underdogs than they are anything else.
Oh yeah.
And like, And so because we're not underdogs here and we're expecting them to win, there's plenty of the fan base that's just all nervous about it. But, you know, I want to say the real tough fans from Philadelphia, there's nothing to be afraid of. So you guys got me all fired up today. And, you know, the Phillies are going to win the whole thing.
That's right.
So I'm all jacked up and I had to get that off my chest.
I do think
I appreciate that, Aaron.
I think the thank and I appreciate that, Aaron. I think the underdogs thing is a real thing. I think going in with expectations, I remember specifically when that flipped with the Sixers, when it went from wow, we're good, you know, to okay, now you got to win something. It changes everything, and I think it does make you nervous. I think the other thing that we're feeling that speaks to what Ike is saying about the not having faith, about it being less about the Mets and more about the Phillies, is it has been months since we have seen the Phillies play good baseball for an extended period of time. And it's hard to shake. You know, it's hard to shake
sure.
And say, oh, they're just going to wake up and they're going to be good tomorrow, you know? And I think that you're hoping they have that switch and that they, though they've been sleepwalking.
Well, I'll push back a little bit on that. Again, okay. Like they had the two bad series against the Mets and the Brewers, right? We know that. Mm-hmm. Before that, they were playing pretty good baseball. I mean, they swept the Rays. They took 3-4 against the Braves.
For 10 games, they were playing good baseball. We're talking about
2 weeks. They pulled themselves out of the mess that they were in.
Okay.
So, yeah, before that, after they lost to the Marlins on that Monday night, mm-hmm. or before the Schwarber Grand Slam, I feel like rock bottom.
Yeah.
But they did pull themselves out of it, and then they did have a bad end of the season.
I still believe that this team has been focused on the postseason all year long.
And that's my hope.
Yeah, that's what I believe. I think they got out to that fast start, and I mentioned this to L.A. last week, but the fact that the Mets and the Braves didn't push them for basically half the season, mm-hmm. I think it really weakened their competitive drive. And you almost feel like, you know what? If we just play 500 baseball, we're still going to win 90. I mean, we started having that type of talk.
Yeah, we'll
like,
just win 100 games. Yeah, exactly. And we'll still win 100. And then yeah. we're still in 98. And then we'll still win.
It went down.
Then
yeah.
we were at 94. Yeah.
So
now fellas, I did want to ask one question, though, because mm-hmm. it does feel counterintuitive in baseball where you want the bye so you can rest your players. We want Bryce to be rested, and we want our guys with all their little ailments to be rested, but we also can't have them, completely not prepared and not in it. So they're working out every single day now.
Right? Yes.
And they're doing their scrimmage today, and they're playing every single day. So are they really resting? And if they're not really resting, what is the point of the bye?
I appreciate the call, Aaron. Thank you.
They don't have the stress of being out there playing and putting your body through the rigors of playing. When you're in the game, you're sacrificing your bodies for a lot of things. This is more or less tune up, get some things loose. Here's what I'll say to this, and here's why. Now, again, it doesn't guarantee they're going to win the series, nor does it guarantee, obviously, they're going to go to the World Series. But what it does for me, it says to me that they have been prepared for this. They're not using the bye week as some excuse like the Braves were last year. And they embraced this whole go win a division. We want the time off to be planted in that second round, NLDS. Like the Phillies have thought about this. They thought about the scheduling plan and how they would try to stay prepared. They've spoke about these things outwardly. They didn't shy away from it, knowing what the history was of teams who've gotten this time off in between. They wanted this. Like, they wanted this and said they needed it.
And to further your point, Kevin Long, their hitting coach, did this in 2019 with the Nationals, where they had an extended period of time off between the NLCS and the World Series.
Okay.
So they have some experience, at least from that standpoint, with him. So they've thought about it. I mean, they looked at it at every angle, but ultimately we won't know until they play on Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
But here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't expect this team to use it as an excuse for why they lost.
No, because they were mad at Snicker before the season.
Yes. They were mad at the Braves for saying that. Last year.
Yeah, I think there is a fine line between keeping your rhythm and resting too much and losing mm-hmm. it and all that. So it's on them to find whatever that pace is. And here's why I'd say I'm not worried about them losing their rhythm. They were under 500 the last 3 weeks of the season. They didn't have a rhythm. They were striking out 15 times a game. Ranger was getting shelled. You know, so like, as far as hitters, they didn't end the season on some tear where that I'm worried about them losing that. They didn't have it. There was no tear there. So if anything, maybe this time gives them a chance to refocus on their approach, because it wasn't just they were striking out. Their approach at the plate was not good. They were 3-4 pitch strikeouts. They were those sorts of things. So hopefully this time gives them a chance to refocus about what we're doing, what is our goal when we're getting up there to get to the plate. It's not just to hit the ball 500 feet, you know?
Sure. And this gives them time to do video, watch that stuff, and collectively talk about it.
Stewardess Jim, you're on WIP. What's up?
Mike, Ike, and Jack.
Yes.
Hey, Jack, stay home this weekend. Binge watch like, Good Times. Binge watch Good Times or watch favorite movies. Listen, and Jack loves his team as much as I love. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today. Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Of the Cowboys. He doesn't want to see them lose. He doesn't want to see the Mets fans happy. And heck, you know, there's Cowboy games I don't want to watch, which could be the remainder of this season. But, Jack should just stay home.
Wow.
Well, he's not going to stay home because he has to work.
Pre and post.
Yeah. So he'll be right down.
I do leading off.
He'll be down there in the belly of the beast.
That was strong. Yeah, it was.
Insider of the year, this is fraudulent. You know I should be on that list, but if I
well, you don't break anything. I mean, come on, give us one little scoop. One scoop.
I'd be sued or thrown in jail or fired. I can't say anything.
Well, then you're not an insider.
What do you want? What do you want insider points for then?
I can have one story I can tell.
Why'd your voice crack?
All right, we were down, and we were in Tampa. The air conditioning broke on the airplane. So I've got everybody on there, Howard, Merle, Dom. Everybody's starting to get upset. Howard's about to take his clothes off. Okay, I have to calm Merle down. I have
hold
to calm
time
Dom
out.
Down.
Time out. One.
Howard starts
hang
taking
on,
his
Jim,
off.
Jim. Just one second. Was this going down to Tampa or coming back?
Coming back.
What?
We had taxied out. We didn't have air conditioning. We had to go back, get it fixed, and then leave. I mean, the players were walking around in their underwear. It was getting a little tense. It was worse than having help a woman give birth.
All right, Jim. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Sure. Look, a whining Howard and a woman giving birth, I will take the woman giving birth 100 times out of 100. Could you say, of the broadcast team, who was the whiniest of the group?
Howard. He's always the whiniest. He kind of putzes around and he's looking for more things to drink and more things to eat. And I can't drink this and I can't drink that. It's got too much sugar. I can't do this. I can't do that.
That's how you know Jim is for real because all of that is true.
Yep, he's a loser. True.
And Spike, could you play Creed's Higher at the end of the show instead? I like Higher.
Better than One Last Breath?
Yes, I do. I love Higher better than One Last Breath.
So do I.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, I like Higher.
Jack, could you give him a Higher at 5:30 instead of One Last Breath? Okay, Jim.
Hey, you're an insider of the year now.
Yeah, that was a good story. That was a good story.
I have a million more, but I can't say it.
All right. Thank you, Jim. Yeah. Howard and the what he can drink, because does he still drink Gatorade all day long or
yes.
Gatorade Zero?
Yes.
Because he passed out that one time. On the sideline,
he did.
Years
Wait,
ago, you don't remember that?
No,
it was at the Meadowlands. It was at MetLife Stadium, yeah. I believe. It was at MetLife Stadium.
Steinberg or something?
Did Steinberg save him again?
No, there was no Steinberg to come to his rescue. That
hey,
point,
I don't know.
He did. He passed out, and I think it was because he was dehydrated, and he has been. Obviously anxious about being dehydrated ever since. So he's.
Yeah, he did tell me Monday when we were at Chickie's that. He drank a lot of Gatorade, water, obviously.
Yep.
What's the Propel?
Propel.
Yeah. Is that a water? Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. It's like Gatorade.
Yeah.
Microplastics.
Yeah. But he said, I think he was, I don't know if he was necessarily bragging, but I think he was more surprised that he only had to use the bathroom once.
Wow.
Because he sweated all out.
Was he bragging about how clear it was? Or is that what he was bragging about?
I think he was bragging the fact that so much, he had drank so much fluids.
Yeah.
I guess he expected him to go himself to go to the bathroom a little
bit. Wow, what a hero.
You know, you'd think somebody so focused on nutrition wouldn't be consuming all those artificial flavors and colors and sweeteners and Gatorade. You can get the electrolytes from, I'll give him something.
Yeah.
You know, I got
By the way, talk about miserable. By the way, it's 108 degrees in, on the field, and then they get on the plane.
And there's no AC.
Yeah.
They were probably so mad.
Can I be honest with you? If I was on a plane with my father with no AC and I was in charge of the plane, I'd jump out of the plane. I'd wherever the door is on the side, I would grab the parachute and I would jump out of the plane.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't get past the whole players walking around in their underwear.
Is that, is
I don't
he being
believe
serious?
That to be true. Oh, no. I don't believe that to be true.
Coming up next, Darius Slay apologized for his tweets after the game.
There you go, Slay. Way to man up.
Oh, yeah.
And he definitely won't do it again.
There you go. I'm sure. Did he apologize for the going on Micah Parsons' podcast?
No, not that.
So we'll hear Darius Slay apologize for the tweet after the game next. Today's show, sponsored by Guided Door and Window. Buy a window or door, get the second and a half off with 18 months interest-free financing. Call Guided Door and Window today at 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike and Spike and Fritz.
Listen, and by now, you know that I recently bought a certified pre-owned Honda Accord from Scott Honda in Westchester. No cowards there. Only cowards in this, you know, on the mic right now. They are right in my backyard and where I got my first car. In high school, Scott Honda has been serving the area for generations, including my family, and now they've brought me into their family. Was there over the weekend getting my inspection done. Truly felt like I was walking in and hanging out with family. A special, special place Scott Honda is. So if you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Honda, then go where they make it easy to buy your next car. Scott Honda of Westchester, and now Scott Honda of Vineland, New Jersey. Visit ScottAutoGroup.com. That's ScottAutoGroup.com. And tell them Fritz sent you.
To escape the life we live when I am away, yeah. So let's go there. Let's make our escape. Come on, let's go there. Can you take me higher to a place where I might see? Can you take me higher? Oh, come on. Nice try, buddy. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. A request from Stewardess Jim and Ike for us to go to higher rather than one last breath. Mm-hmm. I did see some clips from Creed in Atlantic City, and I was sad we didn't get to go as a show. And I'm making this commitment.
Why didn't we go?
Well, because you had the...
Oh, that was last Saturday?
Yeah, had the Conklin thing.
Yep.
So, but I'm making this commitment next time that they are back. I don't care what's going on. We're all going.
All right.
Show trip to go see Creed. Ike, you've made a difference.
What happened?
The Twitter question, would you be nervous about playing the Mets in the NLDS 2 hours ago? 54% said yes. After your impassioned plea, 53% now say yes.
Hey,
1% at a time, man.
Yeah, 1% better every day, right?
That's what my head coach says.
Yeah. Dave in Lexington, you're on WIP. What's up, Dave?
I thought you were going to say something like 48.
I knew. Yeah. What's up, Dave?
Not too much, guys. Good afternoon. Happy hump day. Happy week before Red October starts.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Few days. We're a few days away. Tomorrow we'll be, and then you're in Kentucky, Dave. You can't come, but tomorrow we'll be at Chickies and Pete's for the Red October Pep Rally, the morning show with he who should not be named, John Ritchie, James Seltzer, Rhea Hughes, Devin Kennedy. They will be there. Hugh and Joe Giglio will be there. We will be there 2 to 6. Brought to you by Budweiser, the official beer of the postseason. We'll have some special guests, so come out if you're around. Anyway, go ahead, Dave.
Well, kind of listening to the show today and being in Jack's corner, the Mets just make me nervous in general. I think it goes back to, was it 2 years ago when they got all the block of seats and a Met fan throughout the first pitch?
Yeah, the 7-line guy. Yep.
Yeah, so that is something that we've got to keep blue and orange out for sure Saturday and Sunday. I think the start time is perfect for our fan base. Get a little loosened up, You know, 4 o'clock, 4:08, first pitch, have the bank rocking. We're praying for game three for tomorrow for the Brewers. Hope the Brew Crew, Reese Hoskins, who showed last night, he still hates the Mets. I have faith that the Brewers will extend it to one more game. So,
yeah, we'll see. I hope so too.
And I think that everyone's saying that, you know, the focus and the mission this year was win the division, get the bye, and it is World Series or bust. And I think just as our fan base goes, we just want them to come out Saturday, swing, hit home runs, get a big lead. Like you said, a tight ballpark is a quiet ballpark, and we can't have that this weekend.
Yeah, I would love to see, appreciate the call, Dave, I would love to see the players ride on the positive emotion, you know, get out early and have that crowd confident and cocky rather than
nervous.
Wouldn't
it be great to get Schwarbaum to lead off with
one? Oh, yeah.
Feed me.
One of those.
I need a quick top of the first from Wheels.
Yes.
Yeah. Don't need to make that thing linger.
Yeah, not a double and then a walk. And then he's a great pitcher. It seems like the last 6 weeks or so he's put guys on in that way. But you guys say Wheels, playoff Wheels.
Well, yeah, so he's the lowest whip in baseball history in the postseason.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Ahead of Mariano Rivera.
Playoff Wheels.
Who has the most home runs in the NLDS?
Bryce Harper. Mm. Who has the fourth most career home runs in the postseason?
Bryce Harper.
Kyle Schwarber.
Yeah, that's what I said. Kyle Schwarber.
All those postseason stats are kind of bunk, though.
How?
Well, because they play so many series now, and they didn't used to.
Oh, we don't care.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Why don't you shove it? Because they're ahead of some of your Yankees.
They're not my Yankees. Not my Yankees. By the way, Judge is a postseason choker, too.
He used to rise up for it.
Not
like 7-17, it was great.
He looked clueless in they were in the playoffs last
year. It's a legacy postseason for Judge.
It is. Well, because now he's got a guy there who's just as good as he is, you know?
It's a classic sports radio debate. Who has more pressure on them this postseason, Judge or Otani?
Otani's... Yeah, he plays on the West Coast.
But he's got to.
Well, this is his first postseason, right?
It's his first postseason.
Skate scot-free. People treat Otani like he's
the
god.
The best. Know? Well,
yeah. Come on, man.
55-55.
Huh. Stolen bases are nonsense for him.
This is very Howard of you.
It's true.
It is.
Stolen bases are easy.
You know who should have been the MVP? Lindor should have been the MVP.
You had one bet on him.
I've been saying it for months. He should have been the MVP.
Yeah, it was after you placed the bet, though.
No, before I placed the bet. Oh, okay. Then I placed the bet.
Okay.
And then he got hurt.
No, well, then he got hurt, screwed it up. But you know, you see a guy hit a game-winning home run and then have a put out and assist in the bottom of the ninth because he actually plays in the field and doesn't just sit in the dugout and watch the game like I do the rest of the game. Just people do not put enough stock into the fact that playing in the field, you know, people said to me when I said, well, Otani doesn't play in the field. They're like, is that hard to stand there for 3 hours? Yes. You have to concentrate on every play. Standing for 3 hours is a lot easier than sitting for 3 hours. It's much more difficult.
You gotta stay locked in, though. That's tough.
You don't have to stay locked in.
If you're a hitter, yeah.
You can go down. I saw what Schwarber does. He goes and he does batting practice while he's off the field. Now, God bless him, but nobody's saying he's the best player in baseball. You can't be the best player in baseball if you're not playing in the field. You can't. Mm.
That's hitter in baseball.
Yes, I think you could say that, but not best player. And he's not even the best hitter in baseball. Judge had a better year hitting the ball. Mm. He just did.
He did.
Had one of the best years hitting baseball, one of the five best seasons in baseball history hitting the baseball.
Sure you're not a Yankee fan?
I'm not. I'm just, the Otani thing drives me crazy. When he's pitching, he's the best player I ever saw. When he's just a DH, he's a good player. Great player, but that's it.
Listen, I just say go Yanks. We got you. You bet on Lindor. You're defending Judge.
Oh, yeah. That,
I'm not defending Judge. I just said Judge was a playoff choker.
But then he says he's a better hitter.
Than Otani, who is overrated.
Throw out your Yankees hats.
No, I spent a lot of money on those hats. And by the way, I have Cubs hats. I have lots of hats.
You got a lot of minor league baseball hats.
I do have them. The minor leagues have the best hats. Great hats.
They do, sure. Actually. Yeah.
Well, I feel like we should end on a caller that is going to give it to Jack one final time. Pause. Big V, Mount Laurel, you're on WIP.
Yo, man, drop my jack. Do my jack drop. Jack don't know s***.
There we go.
Once again, Jack, you're proving me right. You've been sitting up here since the beginning of the season talking about Red October. Here we are, Red October, and you about to shave your panty line? Get it together. We're the Phillies. We got unfinished business. We're taking everybody. In fact, they got to be lucky if they don't get swept. How you feel, Jack?
Good. That was a good. That was a good start to the phone call.
Oh my God!
By the way, nothing wrong with doing a little maintenance down there, little baby.
We got 3 minutes. Do not go down this road.
Only if you're afraid of the Mets do you shave your panty line.
Damn, I look straight up at the clock like, oh boy, yeah.
He's like, oh no, how much time does Spike have to get us into trouble?
Yes.
You were safe the whole show until now.
That's right. That's what Big V's here for.
Yeah.
That's what I'm here for. But Jack, look. Suck it up, baby. You've been yelling all year about Red October.
I know.
In fact,
I was thinking about Red October in May, yes.
Yeah, you said it was over. We're winning a championship.
I never said that.
Keep that energy, Jack. Come on, baby. We're going to win, and a big secret weapon we got is Jackie High Hopes baseball.
That's what I'm talking about,
brother, and fight with the Phils.
Love to.
Yeah.
Phillies are riding around the city in the tour bus.
They are?
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, not the players.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I was like, that's a weird decision.
No, not the players, just a rally bus.
Like, they put the players in a bus? They're really committed. Crazy. Wow. Well, tomorrow, big show. Okay, Jack, you started off, I would say, for a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the most nervous, 1 being the least nervous.
He was at an 11.
You were an 11. Uh-huh. Where are you now?
I'm probably about 7.
Okay. That's growth.
I feel better. Now,
you have
again,
till Saturday.
Hold on. I have about an hour and a half until they play again.
Until the Mets play. Yeah.
And I haven't seen them in a little bit. So listen, we're gonna continue talking our way through this thing.
Okay. That's what we do.
I have to let it all out today. So coming up at 6, guess what? You're getting a preview.
Okay.
Yeah, we're talking more about this.
So the intervention was, you would say, positive, even though it was hard at times.
It was positive. Yeah. Okay. I got crushed. But that's
you said coming up at 6, you're getting a preview.
Yeah, well, you get Fritz at 6.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know when you do Fritz at 6. Yeah. Sometimes you do it, sometimes you don't.
Yeah.
Well, it's baseball time. So Jack, you know,
he wants the extra time.
He does leading off. I don't know if you heard. He specifically does it without anybody and then does.
This is my show. Well, I am letting others host leading off with me Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I might stop by the stadium on Sunday.
No, you don't have to.
No, I mean, I think I'm going to drive down. I'll be head down in South Jersey. So.
Yeah. Very touching stuff, too. The reason why you were willing to come down.
Why?
Well, you're like, Val's sick, so I'll be there.
Oh, well, the reason I couldn't come down.
I'm supposed to say that on air.
Well, that's okay. She's fine, but she was going to be away all weekend for work in D.C. I had the dogs. I wasn't going to be able to come down, but now I can come down.
Yeah, well, come
she
on
didn't
down.
Want me around when she's sick, so. Yeah. You're like, yeah, come over. Just don't come anywhere near me or the microphone. So we will be at Chickies and Pete's tomorrow for the Red October Pep Rally, the WIP Afternoon Show. We would love to see you there. It is brought to you by Budweiser, who is the official beer of the postseason. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you. Mean it. Wait, that's Justin's thing. I wasn't supposed to steal that.
It's all good.
Don't steal Justin's
thing. All right, I'll steal Justin's thing. So it's a disheartening feeling when your baseball guy doesn't have any faith in the home team. And it's also a disheartening feeling when you get into your shower and no hot water comes out. Oh no. Water heater time. But it's not oh no. Not an oh no situation. It's a Bradford White situation. I always like to think with home things, if somebody just tells me what the right thing to do is so I can be confident in my decision, then it's easier. I'm telling you that Bradford White is the right thing. They're built to be the best. You deserve the best. Your family deserves the best. Your people work for you. If you're talking about a business, deserves the best, whether it's tankless or tank. Bradford White, built to be the best. It's going to last longer, last forever. Well, not forever, but a while. It's 100% made in the United States, and they want a real plumbing pro to install it for you so it's done the right way. Bradford White gives you the performance you expect and you deserve. What I want you to do, if you need that water heater, it's very easy. Go to bradfordwhite.com, find a plumbing pro near you, and learn more there. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800.
See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.